Okay, well, today we're going to do the inyan of the shtia kos shel bracha by the bris mila. So there are a couple of questions that are relevant. In other words, we know, like, you make Kiddush Friday night, so you make the bar piragofen, and you make the bracha habakadosh haShabbos, and then you drink. So here it's a little bit more complicated. In other words, after the bris mila, you make bar piragofen, then you make the bracha asher kidesh yidin mibeten, koreis habris, and then they have the kriya shem. So when do you drink from the kos? So as Rabbi Harari pointed out, there could be three possibilities. You could say drink after the bar piragofen, you can say drink after the koreis habris, or you can say drink after the kriya shem. When should the drinking take place?
After koreis habris.
We'll see. And then the question is, who should drink? That's another question. And then, what do we do when there's a bris mila on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av? Right? What do you do then? Okay? So those are the three aspects that we're going to try to tackle. Again.
I have sort of recently tasted Spesso.
You mean a year ago? Or
yeah,
just now?
A year ago. It was a great synagogue in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
And there was a guest class, and he had the bris, it was on Sunday that day. So we gave the bracha, the kriya shem, to the regular class of Chazon Adler as a kibud.
Yeah.
And all that. And afterwards, I walked up to Chazon Adler, and I said, you just drank wine, you're a kohen, how can you go and do it? And he looked at me, you know, he hadn't thought of that. So.
I mean, what day was that? That was
Shabbos.
That was a regular Shabbos.
And the guest class was the father.
Oh, and he's Adler's Hakohen.
He gave Adler the
keyword.
Adler didn't think about the fact he's got a
Hakohen, right.
So he ended up, he just walked out and didn't.
Interesting.
He totally hadn't thought of that, obviously.
Like because of
Shikros?
Wait a minute, because of Shikros?
Yeah.
No, the guest had to walk out. He didn't have to. He hadn't drunk yet. He was okay.
So in other words, they were doing the bris.
They do the bris
before Musaf they were doing it?
Yeah,
they were doing it before Musaf. And then he was going to daven, so he.
Yeah.
So what did he do?
He walked out and just stayed out.
I mean, he didn't daven for...
No, the guest chazan.
Adler
just walked out. It's interesting because he's the chazan. I won't watch him, obviously, but there's a problem. But I can see he takes off his shoes and he turns around and he dresses and then turns right back.
That's a whole... Okay. So these are the three questions. When to drink, who to drink, and what about Yom Kippur, the Tisha B'Av. So let's look in the Torah. Says the Torah, Falakos Mevarchim Mososh, Mevarch Tchila, Bar Piragofen. So you make a Bar Piragofen. Because of Baal Ha'itar, Uminag liten yayin befi hatinok, achar birkas hayayin, va'achar koris habris. So he says, the minag is to give wine to the baby after the birkas hayayin and after the koris habris.
On any day.
Yeah. On any day. Right, we're not talking about Yom Kippur on a regular day. The low mark hayemis ayela zel aviv limo shenikra shmo ploni kashacham lo havi hafsaka. I mean, bracha l'shtia. And then, but when does the person drink? The is after the kriyas shem. In other words, so the minhag is you give a little to the kid by per gofen, you give a little to the kid the koras habris, but the gadol who's making the brachas, he's going to first drink after the kriyas hashem. And that's what he says, Bakoshus rachamim lo have hafsaka be bracha l'shtia. Right, because this is a big hefsek. It's not only you made a berber gofen, then you made another bracha, and then you made this whole kayemus hayelat hazeh, that's how, that whole paragraph. And you also, and he's going to first drink after that. And so why is that? So he says it must be that that's sort of me'inyan ha'dover. That's me'inyan of the. It's not a extraneous bakasha. It has to do with this. But lemaisa, it's still, you know, a later thing, right? This idea of kayem esayel harazeh. That's not in the Gemara, right? Right, the Bari Paragofen is the Kares Abris, but this Tchina that we say, I would think that maybe, but he's saying that's Me'inyan Hadover, so then it's not a Hefsek. V'yesh Omrim, Kemish Anosin Yayin B'fi HaTinok Lav Havsokehi. And Yesh Omrim, that you give it to the child, you give him a little bit, and that's not a Havsokeh. Which is also a thing that has to be explained. Because the child is 8 days old. He doesn't know anything about the bracha. So you can't even say you made it for him. Because he's not listening. He's not hearing. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like a higiel achinach. So what does that even mean? But what you see here is so interesting. Is that the original... old minhag was to drink after the kriyas hashem, which no one does bisman hazeh. Meaning to first drink after some people drink after the kriyas habris. This that I shouldn't say no one, but I should say that's not the common. But that was the old minhag. Sort of like, you know, I don't know if there's any parallel. In other words, the Koras Habris would probably be parallel to the Mekadesh HaShabbos when we do a Kiddush. But then we have this whole other thing which supposedly should be maybe a type of Hefsek, but be saying it's Me'inyan Hadover.
That's only if the Tchina is said by the same person, very often by a Bris. One person says the Koras Habris, and then another kid would call it
the Sheva Brachos.
What?
It's exactly the same as Sheva Brachos.
Right, the Sheva Brachos.
But they have actual Brachos.
Yeah, here is
a Brachos at the end.
No. Well, under the Chuppah, he means. Under the Chuppah, it's, yeah.
And that's why it's something not alike.
You know, in some circles, the question, you know, by the Masada, by the Seder Kedushin. So, you know, so when the Masada Kedushin gives the instructions, so in some circles, he does all the speaking before the brachas. I don't do that. I like to do it as it's happening, because then it gets confusing. So I make the brachas, two brachas, and then the Chasen Kala drink. Oh, I'm stalling enough. The Chasen Kala drinking. And then I say, okay, let's appoint the Edim, and now you're going to... all the instruction things I do after the brachas. I remember I was once in 18... One of my Talmidim married, in honor of Rabbi Alter, one of my Talmidim married Rav Aaron Schechter's niece. And he wanted me to be Masada Kedushin. I said, no, you know, no. not gonna. So I was an eight kedushin. I was an eight kedushin, and you know the other eight kedushin was Rav Eli Marcus, and we were the eight kedushin, and Rav Aaron Schechter was the Mesader. And after the burger, not only he says the instructions, he starts giving a whole shiur. He says the Mishnah in kedushin says Ishim Mekadesh Ishim Shloshim. He was a whole arichas there. Okay, so we're discussing when to drink. So the Torah quotes the minhag that you make the bar peir grafen and you give the kid a little wine. Then you make the kores habris, give the kid a little bit more wine, the baby. Then you kores shame, and then he drinks the gadol. Right? So that's And the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah says this is all in the Torah. He says some say because it's just bachasus rachamim, it's part of the Indian, it's not a hafsaka, and some say it's the fact that you gave it to the kid is not a hafsaka. So the kid thing we still have to explain, bachasus rachamim you could say that that's meinyan hadavar, but you see that the ikar drinking, it's not like today many people do the ikar drinking after the Koros HaBris, or they do at least some of the drinking, then they drink the rest afterwards. Here the gadol doesn't drink anything till after the Kriyas Hashem.
They do a refill,
right? Yeah, then they do a refill, and so it shouldn't be a kos pogum. But here, I don't know if they would even need that, because here they just give to the, you know, I don't know if even that's called pogum. You drop a little on the baby. I don't know if you even.
Yeah.
Right. You just. We don't. When you do the dabs or the. I think most people don't. I mean, maybe. Maybe refill because something, but else. Question is else pogum. Is that else pogum or
else? That's why it says refill.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So now let's see how it says it in Shulchan Aruch. So first, the Shulchan Aruch on page 3 says, "Hamal mevarach shekachanu sosam tivanu al amila." Aviv ben Rach, then Aviv ben Meitz lachniso, and then he talks about if there's no, we did this Ramah, if there's no Aviv ben. Then look on page 4. Then they say, "Shem shenichnos labris kein yikonis." Vavia ben, din hayu omdim sham, omrim shem shenichnos labris kein yikonis toruchu b'maisim tovim. Vavia ben omol o acher me'acher ma'am mavarach al akos bor pi'ar gafen. V'yesh nogim lito hadas v'yodo v'varach l'hariach. Then a shekidesh. The nogim shemagil or the mai chai esbob, yeah. So that's all the brachas. And so it's mashur here that what that they made the two brachas. Yeah, then.
He doesn't say.
He doesn't say. Well, he says that, that you make the first two brachas, right? Then you do the milah. Then he says, "Imhoyu acherim omnim sham omrim k'shem shenichnas lebriske dachnil Torah chum b'maisim tovim." Tavia ben Amol lachem me'am mevarach al kos bar piagafim. So Omer Asher Kiddush, you did me betten. And he doesn't say exactly what to drink.
He even did a salmon broth in the middle.
Yeah. He doesn't say. So, the one thing we have, the Rabbi Kivegas. Rabbi Kivegas says. So Rabbi Kivegas says a couple of things. It's all from the Sefer Toras Chaim. Toras Chaim is a classic achron on different mesechtas. Avram Chaim Shur. And he says two chidushim. One, he says, look, Rabbi Kivega quotes it at the bottom. The Toras Chaim, Sof Perek Yud, Sanhedrin, Kosev of the Davka Hasandak, page 4, in Rabbi Kivega on the bottom. Petros Chaim Sof Perek Yud the Sanhedrin Kosev Zavka Hassan the Kamachse Kayel Al Birkov B'Shas Amil Hu Yachziken Gam Kem B'Shas Abrocha. So he says that you shouldn't split up the Sandikos. In other words, you should have the same Sandik. This is not the minig in most places today. The same Sandik who's holding the baby for the Mila should hold the baby B'Shas Abrocha. And he, the Sandik, should drink from the Kos Yai.
So that means he's the Mavorek?
Doesn't say that, but he should want to drink. Recently, when I was a...
Does that mean that whoever's Mavorek should drink, but he should also get a sip? Or does that mean whoever's Mavorek makes the bracha and
he should drink.
And not absolutely
Mavorek. Right. We'll see. I remember recently I told you I was a sandik in Shar Yashuv a couple of weeks ago. So then afterwards the moel gave me the drink. So Rabbi Yeager was there, the Rosh Hashiva. So he said, "Oh, Rabbi Kivager, the sandik drinks." You know, so he was referring to this Rabbi Kivager. So what is it all about? So let's look at the Toras Chaim. We happen to have the Toras Chaim right here. So he says, yeah, take a look on page 9. So, look in the last two lines on the right column on page 9. Kedisa b'medrash Rabba Sof Perek Parshas Lech Lecha. Haytaim nirim mashamolim v'beis haknesses b'tzafon. Some have the minhag to do the meal of b'tzafon. Lefi sha'ola shchitasa b'tzafon. So he says on the fifth line, came in Shayel Araimol Nechshav Kekorban, that the child is like the korban, you know. Kach Ragle Asandik Shemalim Aleim Choshev Kemizbeach, and the sandik is like the mizbeach. Kmosh Kosev Behedi Mario, V'Neil Kach Nogim Liten Kos Yain Shel Bracha Lishtos LaSandik Ve'Inos Nim Oso Latina Gedash Shenogim BeKos Yain Shel Kiddush. So now you pour the wine on the mizbeach. Lekach nosnim kos yayin shel bracha begrono shel sandek to have like a menasech yayin al gabi hamizbeach. So that's one thing. And then on page 10, he says, "When high time the dafka hasanda kamachzik is hayelad b'shas hamila al birkov hu yachzikan a gamkin b'shas brach of yishte ben kol sheyayin." Because the point is, he's the mizbeach, and then you can have the wine. So it should be, so he should still, you know, have his status of mizbeach, because when b'shas the sobemela, you shouldn't take it away. Like, okay, I'm not saying the minute today is, you know, we have to give a lot of kibudim. So you have, you know, especially you have the kriya, the sandak mu'umad for the brachas and the sandak mu'umad for the kriya shashem. So you have already two more kibudim if you just keep it for the. So he says, "Every time the davka sandak amachzik ayel b'shas amila al birkov hu yachzikenu gamkein." The local also should note lin as hayel and menasan the glachash and imol nosn nosn lodam acher like zigu b'shas brach of husho se kol shal bracha. Do you love mizbeach yichashiv? Umlalo lishtos kol shal bracha zu. I understand malchit tzedek mel shalim hotzi lechem yahir. Is the medrash of Ramazal menachas and asachim. No, because the one who, where the dam was, you know, b'shas, so that's like the three.
Yeah, not the forest, like, that can be.
Okay, look, it's, you know.
How can we follow the rules a little bit, but also be not, like.
Yeah.
They're nice, but it doesn't seem to be a close to the account.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not, whatever. But this is,
And Sukkos, do we
give
him water? And Sukkos, do
you?
Yeah. Does it have to be the kosher bracha? Give me any.
Okay, okay,
you can't be too technical here. You know? Are we saying that he's also shlichu,
or he's the only.
It doesn't say the Farish. I don't know. Who shows a kosher bracha? It could be, you know, we give it to him. He'll show us the kosher bracha. I think the pashas, as we'll see from seeing Rav Moshe, that the sandik drinks.
I mean, there's no reason. I mean, just because the guy said that's very paragraph, then there's no reason why he has to drink.
Right, he doesn't have to drink.
He's just a bracha mitzvah.
Right.
Why is that? We're showing that the
purpose,
that this is the
purpose.
Yeah, that whole entire.
Right. Okay. We'll get to it. Okay.
As long as. By
okay. Yeah. So the pashas is the means that the sandik drinks. Okay. I mean, now there's a sefer called page 11. Igros Sofrim. The different letters from Rabbi Akiva Eger, from the Chasim Sofer. And from other Sofer people. Sav Sofer? Shavit Sofer. All the Sofers, and they have different letters that were put together. So you have here a letter on page 12. Michta Michasan Rabbeinu is a letter from the son-in-law of who? Of Rabbi Akiva Eger? Asher ro einav kasher haya beveis Rabbi Akiva Eger, is all. I mean, Chasam Sofer was a son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And this letter was written to Rabbi Leib Eiger, Yehuda Leib Eiger, from Lublin. So it says on the bottom here, Michtov Dodi Zkeni, Shmuel Birnbaum, not the son-in-law of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you know, different from Shmuel Birnbaum. Chasan Kodesh Zkeni Rabbeinu Akiva Eiger, Shekosov LeBen Giso, that he wrote to Rabbi Leib Eiger. And these are different hanhagas he saw in his father-in-law's. Yeah. What? Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Yeah. So on page 13, he writes here. In other words, the original minhag was in the Torah that said you don't drink till after Kriya Shem. And he said, well, he didn't like that minhag, and he would drink earlier because Katzvil al Kiyam Hayeled Einu Tzar Kos Vlo Shayach Lebracha. So therefore, he says, what does that have to do with the bracha? It's not really Shayach to the bracha. You don't have to make that on the Kos. The Kriya Shem doesn't have to be on the coast. So he thought that...
The original minhag, they drank...
No. The original minhag quoted in the Torah.
Yeah, really.
So that they gave the kid, after the Bar Pirag offered the little wine, they give him a little wine after the Koreis HaBris, but the Gadol... No, look. And then it says that they made the Elokeinu, and then the implication is that he drank, because he's saying, and it's not a hefsek, because it's Tachmim, and it's... Well, so therefore it's not called a hefsek, but it's the clear implication is that he drank afterwards, but that's why he's saying that it's not a hefsek. So obviously that meant that he drank afterwards. It's not a hefsek. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying he didn't want to do that minhag. He wanted to do the minhag to do it after the Koreis HaBris. Then there's a tshuva here in the Maram Shik on page 15, who is the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Says, it says that when there's a tinus, you give it to the tinokos. He said, the tainus nosim with tinokos lishtos. He made tainus shows to hasandak. He Yeah, take a look in Shulchan Aruch on page 6. Because he has the whole discussion about what if it falls out of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So you give it to the kids. But the last three lines of the Ramon, he showed him the Apollo time is Yoshi Bezer, a vault. And some say even without a tainus, you can give it to the kids. Aval ein nogim kein el hasandik shosa she'enu tainus. So the Ramah quotes the minhag of giving it to the sandik, and the Shach says in Yudalit v'chol makom she'yisi ein nogim kein el nosl nishtos le'neorim k'tanim. And this is not on a regular day. On a regular day. Because the Ramah is saying, okay, Yesh Omrim, if it's a tainus, you give it to the kids. And he's saying, Yesh Omrim, Apollo tainus, Yotzim Bezer. Some say you always give it to the kids. But the Ramah says the minig's not, and if it's not a tainus, give it to the Sandik. Give it to the Sandik, which is what? Which is we saw Rabbi Kivega, the giving it to the Sandik. I mean, and the Shach says, but all the places I've been at, you always give it to the kids. So Maram Shik is asking, why give it to the kids if it's not a tainus? Give it to the Mavarech. That's his kasha. So he says, the main tainus shows on Sandik because of Shach Lo Rov Minog. He's back now on page 15 to the Maram Shik. In any time it shows a sand, the cause of a shaft of the rod, minig there, and all of those little tinokos, Pisca Tuva, Sham Havi, Mishem, save Hamoud Daniel. So the Hamoud Daniel, our good friend the Hamoud Daniel, in the Pisca Tuva, let's see if I have it on this page here. Yeah, look at the Pisca Tuva on page 6. I didn't bracket it, but on page 6. El Asada Eiber Heitem B'Shem Shach V'Sefer Chamud Daniel K'sav Yad. Right, the Chamud Daniel K'sav Yad, because they didn't have right work, you saw by Mezuzah. Near the Inlin Hogein Darot Norim Em Shomim HaBracha V'Adiv Tvei She'yito V'Mavarech. Right, well, what's this idea of giving it to the kids? Like Mela, if it's a fast day, okay, but if it's not a fast day, so the Chamud Daniel says the Mavarech, but apparently that wasn't the minhag. So the Maram Shik wants to know, why is that? But near, back now to the Maram Shik on page 15. The first word on the line is Hamavarech. Vanir li poshut hadakai mulandosu lahapsi ben brachu l'shtia v'yisir arachayim l'chatil afil mi'inin hadov v'shavarchim olav eidin l'osuach. Right? Rav Shech is very into this, that even l'chatil, you know, even if you're saying something that's mi'inin, l'chatil you shouldn't even be mafsik for that l'chatil. That's why, like, Rav Shech and other Rabbanim, they do explanations by the wedding before. But I don't follow that because it would just cause confusion. That's why Rav Shech didn't follow that either. So if with l'chatchila you shouldn't do any hefsik. B'dievid, if you talked, if it's me'inyan then it's okay, but if it's shalom me'inyan you lose the bracha. So he says like this. Vine, ad v'vacha v'shaki d'eshi d'ibi b'adan al-chos enu. The fact that we make ashaki d'eshi d'ibi b'adan. So that's in the Gemara. It is in the Gemara. But it's not in the Gemara that you have to have it on the coast. That's in the Gemara. But it's not, doesn't say in the Gemara that it has to be on the coast. That can be sometime after.
Right,
Mashkos of Atasha, Mishum De'edovim Shira El Alayayim. But it's an Indian. If you have kos, you should sing Shira. So the Asher Kiddush Yidim Mibetan is Shira El Alayayim.
I think that's why
we're looking to Dominique. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking to Dominique Kosho Kiddush. It's different than Kiddush. Kiddush, you have to... So Rabbi Harari just told me that Rav Lichtenstein had told him that originally he used to drink after the Bar B'Agafen. After the Bar B'Agafen, he would... nobody in his usually does that. Either you drink after the Koreis HaBris, but he would drink after the Bar B'Agafen because he said the Gemara never says that this is on the... So then it's a hefsek. Because what else is... Okay, but we
later he changed,
but he said originally Rabbi Harari said he used to drink from after the Bar B'Agafen right away because it's lodami the kid the kosher kiddush because the kiddush needs a kos. So then of course you know it's not a hefsek. You can't a feel name of the bracha shakidish b'choshev hefsek but birkas Bar B'Agafen the shtiyah came in the circle of hal pachos inside a minute go mokum atfil which omer amol v'varach al kos. That for sure. In other words, that has nothing to do with the kos. So then you have to be choshesh that that's a hefsek. The kayem is the kriyas chain. In other words, so that's how the. Not the fancy thing of the Torah Chaim that it's a Mizbeach and the Sachim. He says very poshut. You know why you give it to the Sandik? You give it to the Sandik because the Sandik is not saying the bracha of Asher Kiddush. So we want somebody, because all these things, Asher Kiddush and Elokeinu, they're all hefsek, but it's not hefsek with the Sandik. I mean, it's a hefsek in terms of Shehiya, that you didn't drink it right away, but that's a lower...
Just not the guy.
And the Sandik is he's right there, so he's a good character.
And the fact that like on the book, like we've shown him the fears, like do we care that
we're gonna get to that. It's really a hefsek for the sandik also, because even if you don't say anything, but you wait more than toch de dibor, is also so it's not as bad as a hefsek of dibor. So that's why the minig became, you give it to the kids. So the kids, you know, it's a shtickle, a hefsek, but it's not real hefsek. So give it to the kids. But the yishtah mevarich, he said, fakert. Don't have the Bavarch because all these things are...
The one person who shouldn't drink is the Bavarch because he says
Her Kiddush. Yeah.
So the moment the Hanukkah makes sure he doesn't answer Amen, he answers yeah. Amen.
So that's how the Maram Shik explains this whole thing. That the minig, because you see in the Shulchan Aruch, the minig was that they gave it to the kids. They gave it to the Sandik. And the Shach says, no, they should always give it to the kids. Because...
Why are the kids better than the son? That's the high level.
Because kids are kids. So their chi of bracha is not so diktanim. The sandik is...
The bracha is being made.
The bracha is, yeah.
So it's either a bracha or the kalah, or it needs to be done right.
Right, so... But we're doing these, all these hefsekim. So even though the Torah says it's not a hefsek.
I don't understand, like we have to cook this hefsek more than the Rishonim.
Right.
We get it.
Right. So that's going to be a kasha that's coming up right now.
Why why is this different than Kiddush on Friday night?
No, Kiddush on Friday night is because the Kiddush you have to say al kos.
Gemara said that.
Yeah. All right.
So you make a bar goffin, right. You don't drink. You make a then you drink.
Right.
Because the Kiddush has to be al-kos. But this Asher Kinde, she did me betten, who says it has to be al-kos?
Wow.
So it's nothing to do with the kos.
Right.
You have to say it, but not necessarily on the kos.
Right. You're
going
to have to send you with Shabbat breakfast on the...
Yeah.
Is there any difference between this and the Rabbi Amrali
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see in a second. Oh, so now we'll go to Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe's tshuva, and basically, he's coming to answer a question that his son Rav David asked him. Basically, Rav Moshe's minig, and the Katzensteins, support this, that after. I mean, whenever I'm Koroshein, they always encourage that after the Koros HaBris to drink a little bit, and then they fill in more, and then they have the Kriya Shem, and then the Mavarech gets the Kos back, and he drinks the rest. That's how they fear. So the way Rav Moshe used to do that. Rav Moshe would drink a little bit after the Kores HaBris, and then later on would finish up the drinking. So Rav David asked him what Rabbi Tachman was saying. Why are we following the minhag, the old minhag?
Which minhag?
The Torah.
You know,
Reisi Mashakosav Bnei Ahuvi, Harav Agon Rav David Feinstein, Shlita. Shehir Al Masha Ani, there was Yerik Hasha on his father. In other words, I assume he means Acher Kores HaBris, not what, like Rav Lichtenstein. Umemela Orapam, the Omer Tfilas Kayemer Sayelev Kriya Shema Ad Gemira, the Gomer Ani Ohaavis Hashtiya. And then I would either finish drinking the Kos or the father would finished drinking the kos. So Reb David was asking him, why does he drink? And he said, Dover nochem shem lochem sheyochol l'kayim shneim haynu gamas haminig she'ein shosim achat tefilas kayeves hayelid. Right? In other words, if you could, so he says, Chora, you're not following the minig. Why is, basically, exactly what Rabbi Tachman is saying. Why are we being firmer than the Torah. We're firmer than the Torah. The Torah says it's not hefsek. So we're being firmer than the Torah.
So that's call out the person, a new person out of time is announcing the whole.
So that's what Reb David was asking his father. You know, why are you just not following the Torah?
So the Yerush drank after Kriya Sibris and then after the Kriya Shem.
Again, either him or the father finished up the Kos. So he says, Dover nochon shebemokum sheyochol l'kayim shneim, haynu gamis haminig she'en shosim achar tfilas kayim es hayelad, dehu dim kibdo l'acher l'kriyas Hashem l'hayelad, dehu betfilas kayim es hayelad, sheyishtok ha-bavarach ha sheyigmor ha-sheni ha-tfila, v'az yishtah ha-bavarach b'li hefsek sicha. In other words, he's saying that if somebody else gets the kibud of Kriyas Shem, right? So then he should wait to drink afterwards because he's not being mafsik. And this way you fulfill the old minhag and you don't violate the halacha. Right? Even though the Torah is mashma that even what he did say But if the Mevarech is getting the lot, the kibud of Kriyas Hashem also, then he says, so then you get, you let the Sandak. He says, Vzena, I don't know if that's what Rav David suggested, or Vzenachon kedei lamayit b'shinoi minag v'yofa heyer. In other words, he says that I guess like Chazan Hess just said, in most cases, he's not getting the Kriyas Hashem, the Mevarech. So then he shouldn't. So then maybe he should wait to do the old minhag, even though the old minhag really was, even if you said the Kriyas Hashem. So he says, Afshas later lekem minhag zeh. So habatoros chayim, those in tamshas sadik. Then he quotes the whole Toros Chayim. Because we don't have this minhag of the sandik.
Can we get a quote of the sandik?
What?
And I mean, if a different guy gets the mevarech, and if a different guy gets the shame, then the mevarech should be quiet. He shouldn't say the last day. He shouldn't say anything.
Right, and then he'll drink at the end.
And he'll drink, meaning so, and then no one will drink after 40 seconds.
Right.
Okay, but.
But if the Mevarech is getting the kibud of Kriyas Hashem, so then Bal Korcha is making a hefsek. So
then the
sandik. So then you have the sandik drink.
Drink when?
At the end.
And why isn't the meaning? And no one drinks after 40 seconds.
Right.
So why is he?
Keep quiet, right. So as Yishtah HaMavarach will have sick, Shtzich Evi Mavarach Omer HaKol, Yom HaLasandek, Sheyichavim Lotziel, Bebrikas HaYayin, Yishtah HaSandek, Velo HaMavarach, Kedis B'chidush Rabbi Kivager. So this way, you'll have the minhag of the Sandek, and you'll have the minhag of this.
And so far, he didn't say that drink twice.
No, right.
He said that what person will drink after everything.
Right.
Either
right. This is what Rav David is suggesting. And he says, and this way we can keep the minhag as much as we can. And he said, you're right. It's good to keep the minhag. You know, in other words, Rav David is trying to juggle the minhag with any chashash hefsek. So and then he says, v'yotha heir. So why doesn't Rav Moshe? So why does Rav Moshe drink twice? So look at the bottom of page 16, the last two lines. Aval afshe roi b'chol masha efshe l'chol echad masha rotzim l'tzag peizet dvar mitzad eze tam l'achmir, next page, shalok ha-minik, yesh l'kaim kam ha-minik. In other words, you should always try to do the minik whenever you can, even though you have other chumras, but at least try to still be loyal to the minik. K'she efshe k'drosso b'ni, like my son said. So first, Rav Moshe says, "Misupkani b'davar zeh shaminah huchlof eze pomin." This minhag doesn't seem to be kavua. The minhag of the sandek and the kids and the this and the that. So this minhag was like changed a million times over. Shaminah huchlof eze pomin. Atarz kaza v'meriya shikosav tamal mashenol chena ramah the biyom shetaynis shows a sandek and shach says not that way. Ein noslim chena ala noslim dishdos lenorim ktanim. So he says this minhag was changed many times. So we don't have all this minhag of the sandak so much anymore. He says, "Aim b'yor hagra." First word learned is "gra." B'yor daya. Shal mash kosev haramah el hasandik shosa kosev ratzolom mash amivarch. She came mifarsh b'imei haramah kvar lo haya minig mariel. Lo minig mizman hashach she has a minig shelo kedin. El asu kedin shamivarch shosa kumo mizmanenu. HaKalpanim Chazin Sheminig Eich Lishtos Lo Nikpah Shenishtana Ezepamim. So he says this minig was changed many times. So maybe we don't have to care so much about this minig. It was already changed so many times. Imkein Efshar Ein Lachshiv Zeh Leminim. Shlechei Kem Shechazin Shenivatlu HaMinhogim Vosu Gidin Efshar Lekek Peid Minig Hazeh Shefshar Ein Lachshiv Zeh Leminim Shofarim Sheyeh. So we don't have to care so much about this. Yeah.
Suggestion.
Why does
Rav bring in the
Kriya Shem?
I thought the word was
that
Asher
Kiddush
was the
Hefsek. That's the Maharam Shik. Right. The Maharam Shik said maybe the Asher Kiddush is also, but the Torah, yeah, that far we're not going.
Even with
Eger,
it was
only talking about the Kriya Shem, right? It's only the Maharam Shik was the one who said, and that's. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was mechaving to that Maram Shik.
There's no key, of course, I'll be there.
Yeah. So he says, so we really don't have to care so much about this minug because, you know, to have the sound of a mikolokum over the rishon, next paragraph. Shekibdu sheni likros Hashem, loma hatfila she'etza hi she'yishta b'varach, she'kos to ri'ach ha'shemur ha'sheni hu yishta tov lasos. So Rav Moshe says, but if they give somebody, and this we don't do it either, but he says, but if they give someone else the kibud of Kriya Shem, then maybe Taka we should follow Reb David and not just keep quiet and not drink at this point. V'yishtok tov lasos. Over Hashem v'yitok v'sadak kevishin nivat la'minah gazeh. But to give to the sadak, he says, it's already bottle, like the Shach says, Shug Yosef Mishlosh Me'o Shana. It's for 300 years, we weren't caring about the Sandak anymore. So you don't have to worry about that. So Mamela, he says, maybe in a Hanami, next paragraph. We're doing kedin, so we don't have to worry about the minig, and the minig is batel. So Mamela, Kain Ein Lano Raya Shano, maybe it's not a hefsek. So he says, Lachain Ani Noeg Lishtos Tekef Acha Gemar Birkas Asher Kiddush, Kodem Kriyas Hashem. But he says, but if they're going to give someone else the Kriyas Hashem, Yesh lastos ki machakos of b'ni, which is not the way people do it. I don't think anyone does.
So Rav David says that the person.
Rav David says that if you, as Rav Moshe is saying, you should follow them in the case where they give someone else the kibud of Kriya Shem. So then the shosha shouldn't drink and she should be quiet, and then. And then the Bavarach will drink after the Kriya Shem.
Yeah.
And what do people do?
Well, I don't know. In most cases, they drink right after the Kriya Shem, and then they fill. They refill a little bit, and then they finish up the Kos.
Who finishes up the Kos?
Usually the Bavarach.
So the only difference is there a Shvia after the Kriya Shem also?
Right.
I was once at a place where the Mavarech told the Kori Shem to drink.
Where, at which point?
After the Kriya Shem.
Yeah, the Mavarech told, and did he drink originally in the beginning?
I think that he just...
Yeah, okay.
But let's say he did drink in the beginning. Let's say he drank after the
Kriya Shem. So the whole thing is only to be young to the tour. That's...
But hey, if you drank after the Kori Shem, right. How can anyone else drink?
If he drinks after the Kriya Shem,
now let's say the Mavarech drinks after the Kriya Shem.
Right.
Then someone else does the Kriya Shem.
Right.
So then how could anyone else drink?
They'll make their own bracha.
They'll make their own bracha.
They don't need to make their own bracha.
They'll make their own bracha.
But they can't drink without a bracha,
they're not. Right, yeah, because they're not... Yeah, I assume that... Yeah, but because usually they don't have kavanah. Usually they don't have kavanah. I would assume that when I drank this, I didn't... Like, no one told me in advance that I'm going to be drinking.
Everyone else is masuk, but the ma'ayin.
Yeah, right. So I assume, I don't remember 100%, I probably made my own bor pir gofen afterwards. Because this minig with the sandik is, and like Rav Moshe says, it was already forgotten for 300 years. So even though Rav David's saying let's bring it back, so Rav Moshe, yeah, but...
So the nice one, Rav Moshe was drinking twice. It was only...
Well, he said, I don't know whether he... Whether he did that, but he, now he's writing the tshuva. And Rav David, like, I don't think he thought about this beforehand. But as Rav David saying, maybe you should only, you should. So Rav Moshe said, okay, I'll be masking to you in the case where someone else gets the kibbutz. Then I'll only drink once. But not, I'll, then I'll drink
but
twice.
But if one guy gets the kibbutz, then he should drink as a hesed.
Yeah.
It's fairly standard that somebody
else gets the kibbutz. Yeah, right, because we try to. You know.
So then,
two more things. There's a tshuva here from the Deber Tzina about as he says the Shalvi of Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh, Shamarti Achar Bris HaShakidesh, he drank, but the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz in Europe was Hayom Lishtos Rak Achar Kriyas Hashem. This is on page 18. This is the Deber Tzina.
Hungry.
Yeah, Oberlander. Yeah. Because in other words, it was a bris on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the minhag is that we yotze kiddush with the bor pir gofen and the bris meal also. So he wanted to be yotze kiddush, so therefore he was matpid to drink right away. Because als kiddush abo, then the tefillah has nothing to do with the kiddush.
Right away
after the koris habris. He says, "I don't report to him because Brook Merkav Yotzei Kiddush Rabba." Yeah. So especially on Shabbos.
Isn't
Rishon Zalman
talking like if it's
Kiddush
Rabba, you think you're supposed to say?
Right. That's a different thing.
That's going to apply here too.
Right, but that's not lachatchila. That's with the Yevon. You did it. You don't have to. You don't lose it. And then he quotes the Rebbe Kivega. That even though that was the minig, Rabbi Kivega didn't like it. On page 19, Me'az Me'at Ani Shotsu Yain Shakidish Tekev Achasim Drocha Gam Bechol Kim Yom Udi Aldaiti Hayal Falim Ene Amay Mafsikim Ben Birkas Bor Berkum Shtiyas Hakodim Tefila. He never understood it. And then when he found that Rabbi Kivega didn't like it either, so even though the Torah said it's fine.
But the minig that was Nishtaka was the Sanhedrin part.
Right.
But the Torah, there's no Torah.
Right.
And you just drink after the kids change.
Right, that, yeah.
Unless it says, because since we don't, we give the kids a drink.
Yeah. And then Bekitzer, there's a Machlokas Mechaber Ramah on page 20 about a bris on Yom Kippur. So the Mechaber Shita is that you just leave out the coasts. That's the Mechaber Shita. And the Ramah Shita is you give to the kid. And the pshat is, Shlomo Zalman has a whole tshuva of this, is that if bor pir gofen is a birkas hananin, so then there's no one to give it to. Because to give it to the kid is meaningless.
Right.
So then it's a bracha l'atala, so leave it out. But the Ramah shita is that the way Magen Avraham and others explain, is that when you make a bor pir gofen in conjunction with a mitzvah, so then the bor pir gofen is not just the birkas hananin. It's like a Birkas HaMitzvah. And Memela, you don't have to, the only reason you have to drink is because it's Gnai, not Alt Bracha Levatol, it's Gnai, that you made a Bar Paragof and then you didn't drink. So to obviate the Gnai, you give to the kid a little bit. But not Alt Bracha Levatol. So if you hold from this Yisod that sometimes Bar Paragof can become a Birkas HaMitzvah, so then you could say, and the only reason you have to drink is because of Gnai, so it's enough to give to the kid. But if you hold a Bar Paragof only remains as a Birkas HaNenen, so then to give to the kid is meaningless. The Rachanimel is meaningless. So then leave it out on Yom Kippur. Oh. And that's the Machlokas. This is explained in the Magen Avraham. There's a Teshuvas Haran. There's Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Teshuva. Rav Moshe Brown has a piece in the Sefer.
If you hold it as a Birkas HaNenen, how can anyone buck from a Bariah? Every Birkas HaNenen, a guy can make a bracha, but you're so enough that he has to be towing. If you hold that it's
So but the Mechaber never said that thing about the Narim. So maybe in Echanami the Mechaber never held from that.
So maybe the min of the Mechaber
was
always
the Mevarek. And then we're just going back to the min of the Mechaber. Right. And so that's
so why don't we give him a Kippur to a cotton shirt deal, you know? Why don't we give him to an 8-year-old kid on Yom Kippur?
On Yom Kippur? Right, exactly.
So this is a fascinating
tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're continuing here. We're going to discuss Shechianu at a Bris. That's the story of Shechianu at a Bris.
You said you were going to go back to why is giving it to the Tino of Save the
Hefsek? Oh, right. So giving it to the Tino of Save the Hefsek, because if you assume that it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, that it's only a Gnai, so then you get rid of the Gnai by giving it to the Tino. That's the original tour. Give it to the kid, and then he'll you know, the guy, but then puts in Hefsek also, so it's not so posh. Okay.
Why can't we say the same for Moshe Karras and Gemara?
Okay. Why don't we